frontline healthcare workers are bracing for a post-holiday spike. We head to Northwestern Wisconsin to discuss the situation with Mayo Clinic Health System. But first, it's our year-end member drive that is underway. I'm here with Jean Purcell, and this is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning, Kate.
This is Giving Tuesday. Think about how much we've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs in 2020. And with 2021 around the corner, take action during this year-end member drive. Give the programs you rely on a strong start, a fresh start in the new year. We need a fresh start at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this is the hour to give because we've got that dollar-for-dollar match. Still have about $2,000 of that in effect right now. Your chance, your opportunity to double your impact of your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio. Current members, including a member in Verona, are going to be doubling every single dollar you give. It's their way of inviting you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, every day the morning show is here for you. We have covered every twist, every turn of the election, every twist, every turn, we have been there for you. And these are the kind of conversations you count on to stay informed. Everything from the state capitol report, everything from Laurel White, the state capitol reporter here at WPR, Sean Johnson, our capitol bureau chief. You rely on them for the most up-to-date information coming from politics in Wisconsin. These are the kind of conversations you count on from the morning show.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater. I like Wisconsin Public Radio because it has this focus on all things Wisconsin, which is very helpful for learning the culture of the state. And then also, once you're here, it helps you feel connected to the community. I became a sustaining member of WPR because it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And I knew every month I didn't have to make a conscious choice to do what is right. It just happens. Like, if I am listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this much, I should be giving back to it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jean Purcell. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this year-end member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Get it matched right now in this dollar-for-dollar match. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Yeah, dollar-for-dollar match. The day is young. You know, mm-hmm. You can get something done right now. You can get the day off to a great start. You can make a difference without even leaving the house. Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and you'll have made a great start to your day.
That's right. And again, dollar for dollar match. In effect, there is match money on the table. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And this member drive, you can also choose the Reach Out and Read Thank You gift when you give $10 a month or more. And when you do, you'll be providing books to children during their doctor visits. Make your donation now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
So valuable, so literacy, so important. And thank you so much for giving at this moment, this dollar-for-dollar match. We heard from Matthew in Lake Mills who says, I'm donating in support of great content respectfully delivered. Candace in South Lyon says, the morning show and WPR remind me that dignified media is still possible. Thank you both so much.
Your gift.
As the pandemic surges, hospitals are stretched thin. And here in Wisconsin and around the country, hospitals face a crisis-level shortage of beds and staff to care for COVID patients. Are you a frontline healthcare worker? How is your facility handling this? What can you tell us? We're at 800-642-1234. Dr. Sue Cullinan is chair of emergency medicine at Mayo Clinic Health System in Eau Claire. Dr. Cullinan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Glad to be here.
What is the situation like right now in Eau Claire? What are you facing?
Well, we are facing an increase in COVID patients, and we have over the past several weeks. We've seen it increase since spring. We prepared for a surge back in the spring, and luckily didn't have it then, but we did receive that surge in the last month or so. The numbers have increased, and we're just seeing a lot more patients in the hospital in general and also in our ICU, and that's where we start getting tight and start having a pinch point when the ICU starts filling up.
Is the ICU a pinch point right now? What are you seeing?
It is. You know, it's variable. Day to day, it fluctuates, and patients get better and go home, or we can transfer some patients out. But it's very full right now, and that just it makes it difficult when patients come in with any complaint. You know, it might not even be a COVID complaint and need the ICU for care. We are finding ways to take care of these patients. I don't want people to feel like we're not, and I think that's where it's you know, strategically trying to get patients to the right place and in the right bed as much as possible.
Dr. Cullinan, can you walk us through what it's like working a shift as an ER doctor in this time?
Well, I can. I did that last evening. So, you know, it's busy, but the ER is always busy. It fluctuates. You can go from a very few patients to, you know, the department's full in a matter of just minutes to hours. So that's a typical day in the ER. It can vary immensely. We're just seeing a lot more of the respiratory complaints now. And this time of the year, we do normally with influenza, and we're seeing much, much less influenza, but seeing more of the COVID. The difference there is influenza. Often patients don't get quite as ill. Some still do, but not as severe as what we're seeing with the COVID surge. You know, the risk comes with the patients that you don't know if they're going to worsen or not. And, you know, they come in and they have symptoms. And if they're mild, they often go home with close monitoring. But if they're sicker, we need to keep them in the hospital and monitor them closely.
Yeah, I mean, it must be really difficult to predict if a particular patient is going to worsen, if those symptoms are going to get worse, and then what other complications could arise.
Right. That is the tough point. You know, we're seeing more complications with those that already have comorbidities like diabetes and hypertension and obesity. We're certainly concerned about them. And when they go home, we have a COVID frontline team that monitors these people and checks in with them daily, if not several times a day, to make sure they're doing okay. And at times can even do some home monitoring. If they worsen, then they send them back in. But it's disheartening when you take care of someone one day and they look really good and you send them home with, you know, close follow-up, and then you see them back the next day. But that does happen. You can't keep everyone when they look good. You monitor at home. And a lot of people do well also at home and don't need to return. But it's really difficult to tell sometimes who's going to turn.
Dr. Cullinan, there is this quite a bit of worry about a post-holiday surge, a post-Thanksgiving surge. How do you feel about that?
Well, I am worried about it because we've seen it before after gatherings and mass events, so we know it's likely to happen. You know, a lot of people still wanted to see family and loved ones and over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I get it. And even groupings of 10 people or more, or 10 or less, I should say, can spread the disease. So I am concerned about a surge, especially when we're already in a surge. I hope it doesn't happen, but I hope more people stayed home and just connected with their smaller group family versus an extended family to limit the spread.
We're talking with Dr. Sue Cullinan, who's chair of emergency medicine at Mayo Clinic Health System in Eau Claire. And you can join in. Are you a frontline healthcare worker? How is your facility handling COVID? What do you need now? Is your hospital seeing an influx in patients? Join in at 800-642-1234. staffing and short staffing has been such an issue, and not being able to fully staff departments because of healthcare workers getting sick or, coming down with a positive COVID test. What are you seeing where you are?
Right. It's similar here. We've had staff go out with COVID, or at least on quarantine because other family members are. We've been lucky enough to fill from other sites. We've had people from our staff from Rochester, from Arizona Mayo come up and help us, and that is so welcomed. We have a large group of our staff, and a lot of people are willing to pick up extra hours and help fill in on days off, and I just really appreciate all the hard work the nurses, the techs, everybody, the providers in the department have done to fill in when someone's out. It's been great.
Did you anticipate filling in with staff from your Arizona Mayo clinic?
Well, we had a few staff up here that went down for their surge this summer.
Okay.
And we try to work together as a one big group, Arizona, Florida, Rochester, and the health system all together. And we look at that for staffing and who's having a surge right now and how can we help out. And I think that's one of the benefits of having a system-wide enterprise group that can do that and help out in other areas.
What are you seeing with testing capacity now as we head into the new year? Mayo in Rochester is testing about 20,000 people a day. What does demand for testing look like in Eau Claire?
You know, it's still pretty high. We can go anywhere from 200 to 400 tests and more a day. So we're seeing it. They have the setup on Stein where you call in and you can get your test done that day. There might be some waiting depending on the volume. It's always hard to know if it's going to be a 200 person a day test or if it's going to be more people coming in. But I think people have been really great at, following kind of the rules and just waiting and calling in and getting their tests done. I see it, picking up over these next several weeks, just in general, people wanting to know. And it's important to know. It's important to know if you're positive or not, if those symptoms, you think it might be allergy or the runny nose or the slight cough, because there are so many varied symptoms that can be COVID that it's important to find out so you know whether or not to isolate.
Looking at where we stand with convalescent plasma therapy, which Mayo took a very early lead in this, what is your experience so far with treating COVID patients with convalescent plasma?
Yes, we are doing it. We have an infusion center at the hospital where patients are monitored and given the monoclonal antibody. It is looked at from a COVID frontline team that looks at the symptoms that patients have and determines if they're appropriate for it. So we're just not carte blanche giving this to anybody and everybody that walks in the emergency department, because I don't think that would be the right thing to do. So instead, we don't give it in the emergency department. It is given at the infusion center if the patients meet the criteria for receiving it. I think that's an important part. We just don't, if you think you have it, you just don't get it. You have to meet certain criteria. So we'll make sure the right people are getting this. And what it does is it prevents patients from getting sicker and hopefully prevents a hospitalization.
Do you have enough with the demand that you have?
Right now, we are looking at this really closely. We have, I think we have enough right now for what we're doing, but we get more during the week all the time. So we're getting more doses all along. And again, part of it is, looking at the patients in our system who have COVID, their symptoms, who meets the criteria for it. And even, it's a 3-hour process for the infusion. So getting them into the infusion center, getting this done, and we're even expanding the number of beds in the infusion center. So we're meeting the demand for this.
As you, I'm sure, keep a close eye on the rollout of a vaccine in the coming months and how healthcare workers will respond there, what at Mayo is your approach to rolling out a vaccine, and when and how would frontline workers get it?
They are looking at it, and I know they're, in coordination with the health department on the rollout. I mean, that's very important, but I know they've talked about you know, the freezers, getting everything ready so we can be prepared for this when it does come out. So, yes, they have been in planning. I can't say I've been in any plans with that directly, but I know they have been working on this already.
Have you approached treating patients differently at all, or triaging them differently as we approach a more winter flu season, as they come in with symptoms? Will your triage change in your emergency department?
I don't think so. You know, this time of the year, we're used to respiratory complaints. You know, it's very common, you know, coming into the winter months. So this is something we're utilizing, you know, we're used to doing anyway. But, you know, obviously we're seeing very little influenza and a lot more of the COVID virus. So I think our, you know, we've been doing it. We've been doing the triage, trying to get patients back if they have COVID symptoms into an isolated room. You know, we've spread out our waiting room so people aren't sitting next to each other. We don't want to make that worse in the waiting room area, and trying to get people back as soon as possible. So I think, you know, that's something we'll just continue to do.
Quickly, as we wrap up here, how is morale?
You know, morale is good. I think, like everybody, you know, we want this over with. We all want to get back to what we think is normal and what we didn't maybe appreciate as much as we should. I think the morale is just, you know, hanging in there. We can do it. You know, with the sound of the vaccine on the horizon, I think that gives people hope. I just really want to reiterate, you know, no matter how busy we are in the department, we are big enough to handle people coming in with any complaint. And I just really want to stress, if you have chest pain or abdominal pain, please don't wait. Don't be afraid of COVID in the emergency department. Please come in and get your symptoms checked out. I worry for the people that don't want to be seen, and then they get sicker, they get worse. So I just really want to, you know, reiterate, we have room to see people. We've made extra beds. We're ready to see all patients.
Dr. Cullinan, thank you for joining us.
You are very welcome.
Dr. Sue Cullinan is chair of emergency medicine at Mayo Clinic Health System in Eau Claire. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I hope you stick around next hour when we explore the life and legacy of Wisconsin's 38th governor, the new book from Wisconsin Historical Society Press, Patrick J. Lucy. It should be a really great conversation. But first, let's check in on our year-end member drive that is underway on this Giving Tuesday. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jean Purcell. As I said, it's Giving Tuesday, a global celebration of generosity and your time to take action. Set your favorite programs up for success in 2021 with your gift during our year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts. Thank you so much. So today, make a special year-end gift for the programs you rely on all year long. It'll take just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That dollar-for-dollar match remains in effect right now. It's from current members, including a member in Verona, who are encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. We've got about $600 left of that matching money, so we've put quite a dent in it, but there's still room for you. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. So take advantage of this match while you can and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Throughout the pandemic, we have checked in with physicians all over Wisconsin trying to walk in their footsteps, even just a little bit for a few minutes, to help understand this pandemic at its core. These are the kinds of conversations that you count on from The Morning Show.
Yep, a real variety of talk and information and news every single day. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, which means it's your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 that makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, and then make your gift.
And this member drive, you can provide books to young kids during their doctor visits. Ask for one of the Reach Out and Read thank you gifts. So special when you give $10 a month or more today.
So support the programs you love and help Wisconsin kids get a strong start in literacy. You can do it both at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Around the holidays, you may have bought some strange gifts.
So I have a friend that loves butter, and I'm giving her a book about butter.
Not really sure what she expected me to do with the card table, and that's kind of a weird gift for a 7-year-old.
I did get a pair of socks from my cousin, except it was like 4 months late, which, you know, it was a bummer to get a pair of socks in April.
This holiday season, consider a much more practical gift. Support Wisconsin Public Radio today. Your tax-deductible gift makes the radio service you rely on possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Indeed, and get in on Match Money. Make your gift go twice as far at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jean Purcell. It's your support during this year-end member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And we've got that dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,000 in effect right now. It's really a great time to donate because current members, including a member in Verona, are doubling every dollar you give, and we've still got a little bit of money in that pot. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR just like they do. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And on Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that inform you, that inspire you, programs that entertain and engage you. You fill in the blank, right? Any time of the day or night.
That's right. And what makes it all possible? That's the question. The answer is simple. You make it possible. It's the people who contribute who make WPR happen.
So your gift of $100 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Don't forget that dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect for at least another minute or so. We've got maybe another $500 or so dollars left in the pot. So call in now and take advantage of that while you can. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
Your gift right now, so important. Thank you so much for being part of the Wisconsin Public Radio family.